Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're still on a high from that wonderful trip back there to old North Dakota. I'll tell you, it's just such a blessing to be up there in that Fort Berthold Reservation with those fine people. And just praising God for the open doors, and all we have to do is walk in them. I learned a long time ago not to force doors or not to try to do something in my own strength, but wait on the Lord and till He points the way. And He doesn't appear in person and say, "Now, listen here, this is me." He speaks to our hearts as we're praying, and the assurance comes, "This is the way, walk in it." And we did it. We did what God wanted us to do, and what a blessing, and over and beyond anything we expected. The big building they have, a tribal building that they're using, is just, it's new and it's modern and it's big and it's got, kitchen facilities and all, but the room for everything. And they have church there, and they get to use it to spread the food out. And we had such a wonderful load on that truck. It's just unbelievable the things God sent in for us to take there. And we got it all out there to them, the clothes and the food, and they had it on the radio. I've told you this, but I'm standing in awe at it, that they were. The reporter from the little newspaper was down there taking pictures and writing it up while we were still there. It took them 4 hours to unload that big trailer, and they had a wonderful crew. They had plenty of help, but as quick as it could be carried off the truck and into the building and put around so they could find what was what, furniture and one place and appliances, household items and clothing and food and some Bibles. Praise God for the privilege we had of just, and they couldn't believe it. And then to have that radio guy come down there, and he was back on the air and talking about it while they're still unloading, and the people begin coming on in to see what this was all about, these Christians that care. I felt God gave us that little old slogan, and we use it as our byword around here, a password: Christians that care about First Nation people. Praise God. They're people. The First Nation people were here, and they're sitting there, and how warm they were, how they warmed up. I'll tell you, the ice melts when you're giving gifts, and we give it in the name of Jesus. And the excitement of it all, and the open doors, and got to tell them about why we were doing what we are doing, and how God had saved us, and that we were sinners, and we didn't overdraw it. We were bad enough. I'll tell you, we have a habit of kind of cataloging sin and measuring our sins and saying, "Well, that wasn't too bad." Sin is sin. It'll keep you out of heaven. And there's room at the cross for you. And we tell this message to the Indian people, and so it is. So we're praising God over what's taken place. Now we've got some real needs. The Lord is just opening it up. We need a good car for an Indian lady that came up from Hosba, New Mexico, down in the Navajo Reservation, Cindy Begay. And she's got school there at Northwest Indian Bible School, and she's going back to her own people. and she needed some training, she felt, and she needs a good car. And I said, well, we'll pray about it. She said, well, if you could help me, I appreciate it. And neighbor, we want a real good one. We don't want to put this Indian girl out in something that she's active, helping the staff and in the student's body, learning herself, and she's such a fine person. And Cindy Begay is worthy of a good car. An SUV would be fine, but just an automobile. And whatever God puts on your heart, give us a call. And then we need a pickup truck. I'll tell you, a dear brother of ours has been such a blessing in the past, and now he's old, and his old pickup gave up the ghost, and he's serving full-time, helping out there with the invalid, or the wife of our dear brother that is just not able to hire help, and it works out all the way around. They help each other, and it's marvelous how the pieces fit together. And we need a good pickup. And I just want to do that. I'll just whisper in your ear, this old brother gave everything he had to the mission work. He thought he was going to die, and he gave $45,000. It just cleaned everything because he was going to the hospital to die. And you've heard the story in the past, but I said, well, how do you know you're going to die? Well, I just know. And I said, maybe not. I'll be praying for you. And ask him how he was going to get to the hospital, and he's going to ride a bus or get to Portland. He lived out by Scappoose, and I said, I'll come get you, and I'll take you in, and I'll be there with you when you go under the anesthetic, and I'll be there when you come out. And that's the way it worked. And somehow, he's in better shape now. He's not quite as old as I am, but he's an old man, and he's been just serving the Lord with everything that's in him from that time to this. Now, we need a good pickup for this brother. Then we need to remember the needs of, we need a good trailer house. And we're just praying that God will help. We need a real, real good one. With no leaks, everything working on it. If it's just a little thing that we can get fixed and afford to fix, why, we'll do that because we want it in perfect shape. Because this is going to the handmaiden of the Lord that's been such a blessing to us, and we want to do what God wants us to do. Well, bless your hearts. I'm just praising God for the trailer that's going to come in and the pickup and the car for Cindy Begay. And I'm praying that God will meet your needs and God will continue meeting our needs. I want to tell you that old Dodge, that's not an old Dodge, that old 06 Dodge is such a wonderful vehicle and we appreciate it so much. And we're creeping up towards 70,000 miles on it. And we're taking it in for a check and get it all serviced up. It's time for another load to be gone. And the big rig, it's in the shop out at Troutdale getting its regular lube, oil, and oil change and all checked over, ready for the next load. And we just don't know how God's putting it together, but we need to get up there to Tulalip with another load, and we need to get over to McDermott again, and Christmas is coming on, and we're going to need some several loads, because we want to remember these people at Christmas time in a special way. And we'll wait till about the 1st of December before we don't have storage. And pardon me, we don't have room to put all the stuff we need, so you wait, because if we load it down now with Christmas stuff, well, there's several loads that we need to get out ahead of the Christmas stuff. I think you understand, and keep praying for a warehouse. It would be so helpful if we had a place where we could lay stuff back and keep it aside. And we could be building the Christmas load all year round. That's the way we used to do it when we had those facilities. But we don't have them anymore. And God bless those dear people and help them. And we're praying for them and hope they're praying for us. But we're counting on your help and your prayers. Let's just bow our heads together. Dear Jesus, bless the listening audience out there in Radio Land today. We pray you'd look on the ones that are sick or hurting in their bodies or old age or affliction. Lord, undertake for them and comfort them and draw them near to thyself. Lord, for those that are facing financial needs and problems, we pray that thou would remember them. And then, Lord, those that have unsaved loved ones and friends or family, they pray, Lord, you would undertake and hear our cry. And help us, Lord, to look always to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and draw us closer, and may we be more like Jesus. And Lord, may we have oil in our lamp. We believe the bridegroom's coming, and we pray that we'll be ready, and we'll give thee the praise for it all. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Deborah Klein continues with her current teaching, and we invite you to join us then here on First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.